Welcome to My Writing Niche, a new podcast for new writers. I am now recording this using my G1 Android phone using Hi-Fi Corder. I'm in the process of trying to learn to use Audacity to clean up the audio and be able to edit. I'm also researching USB microphones so that I can get better sound quality. In the meantime, though, I'm just using my phone, which, to be perfectly honest, I think is going on the fritz. I have to keep it plugged in right now because the battery keeps dying. So in order to prevent me not being able to post my story and my podcast on Sunday, I am pre-recording this in case I need to get a new phone and I am left without a means of recording. So today's podcast is also going to be about preparing for NaNoWriMo, but first, I wanted to read my short story, All's Fair in War. I wrote the story for the 5250 Flash Challenge, and it is also doubling as my Spoken Sunday for Twitter. If you want to read the story or a lot of other Flash fiction stories that are really great, you can go to http://52250flash.wordpress.com and just check those writers out. Check my writing out and check other people's out. Everyone there is very, very talented and you won't regret it. They're short little stories that you can just consume in one sitting. Here is the beginning of my story. Here is my story, All's Fair in War by myself, Catherine Russell. And it's going to be obvious who it was inspired by, but I'll just go ahead and say right now that it was inspired by A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. And I hope that he is not hurting himself too much when he rolls over in his grave. So here I go. All's Fair in War by Catherine Russell. The two maids have been inseparable since the cradle. Hermia's outgoing nature and natural charisma complemented her friend's shy and quiet personality, and Helena never begrudged her friend's popularity. She preferred the company of books to most of the addle-witted boys of Athens, but when her own fiancé cast her away to chase her lifelong friend, the gloves came off. The abruptness of his change of heart shocked everyone. Throughout his courtship of Helena, Demetrius barely noticed her friend. In fact, during the Duke's engagement ball, he'd paid more attention to Hermia's father. The two men conversed the entire night. Only days later, he asked the professor for Hermia's hand in marriage. Surely, some art swayed the motion of Demetrius' heart. Helena knew he wasn't so shallow as to be lured by the wealth and position of Hermia's family. But still, she'd seen his eyes when he met Hermia's father. The professor was an impressive figure. However, the way he favored Demetrius made her uneasy. All was fair in love and war, and Helena intended to win at any cost, but who was her rival, the fair Hermia or the professor? Cupid was a knavish lad. The end. Well, I hope you enjoyed that short little story. Like I said, if you want to read some other stories like that, short little stories inspired by a common theme, please go to the 52250 Flash website. It's awesome. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So the rest of the podcast, my writing niche, is going to be about preparing for NaNoWriMo some more. I'm actually checking into a storybook program. It is a writing program for organizing your novel. It's a free open source software program called Storybook. And you can find it on the internet. I will put the link in the show notes. I just barely checked it out last night because someone who had listened to my first episode of this podcast suggested that I check it out. And it looks really good. I talked to my tech support about it. That's my husband. And he said that I should try to get it through the Ubuntu site that he had done something to my computer so that I could directly download programs by easily clicking on things. But he said that since it wasn't available that way for our computer, because we use Linux and Ubuntu, that it might be a little more difficult for him to install. So I will let you know how that comes out. In the meantime, I was going to talk about non-technical tools today. One of the suggestions I have for NaNoWriMo, and of course, it's purely just my idea, you know, it's not, I'm not, certainly not the first person to have this idea, but it's just my personal preference that I think it's helpful. I think every little thing is helpful. Anything that makes writing more fun is helpful. If, in my opinion, if it's not fun, then you're probably need to look at what you're doing, because it should be fun. It should be fun. But one of the things I've started doing since I started writing is I've started looking into funky pens and pencils, something interesting, something different, something quirky, because to me that just makes the note-taking and everything, it makes it fun. It makes it enjoyable. I really like that. So I've started researching fountain pens. I got a really cheap fountain pen at Target. They had exactly one pen, and I forget how much it was, but it wasn't very expensive. It was like maybe $7. And it used a cartridge. It wasn't the kind that you dip in the inkwell. So it was easy to use, and it worked okay. I liked it. I liked it a lot. But before I spend more money on a different fountain pen that might be more expensive, because they can range anywhere from $7 to $70. Just depends what you're looking for. I also purchased a Doctor Who pen for the 10th Doctor, David Tennant. Besides being an excellent writing pen, it also makes all the little noises, and it has the blue light on it. And I ordered that through the BBC America site. Another thing I like to do is I like to make all my notes in notebooks. I love my technical tools. I love using my phone for notes. I really enjoy being able to put things on the internet and use the things that technology, use technical tools. It makes things so much easier. But the technical tools don't always like me. And because I am not a very technical person, obviously I'm learning because I am making a podcast. I am on the internet. I do use Twitter and Facebook. I have my own webpage. But when there's any kind of problem, I'm lost and I don't really know how to fix it. I play around and I try to fix it, and if I can, I call for tech support. But what I like to do is I like to have notebooks. And my personal favorite kind of notebook is a Moleskine or a Moleskin. I'm not really sure how you pronounce it, but it's Moleskine. And you can find them on their website, but they carry them usually in Borders or Barnes & Noble, also a lot of independent bookstores. There are these convenient little books that their covers are not leather. They're like a canvas type cover, even though it looks leather. I looked up the ingredients. I looked up the way the covers are made, because I don't use leather. I object to the use of leather. So I wanted to make sure before I bought these books, which I thought were enchanting, that they weren't made of leather, and they're not. So they have this leatherish cover, though. They have a ribbon attached to the spine of the cover that you can use as a bookmark so you don't lose your bookmark. And they also come with a thin piece of elastic that's attached to the back cover so that you can keep the book closed by wrapping the elastic around the cover. So it's really convenient. They come in all different sizes. They're usually black, but they've also have some in different colors. They come as line notebooks. They come as sketchbooks or plain books. I prefer the plain books because I can write in them, and if I want to doodle or something, I can also draw in them. And I can just use up all the empty space, which you can certainly do if you have lines, but I just prefer to not have lines. But I think using a notebook is essential because, like I said, I personally don't have a very good memory. I'm known for being forgetful, which is not a very good thing. But at least when I have my notebook with me, I can capture those ideas as they occur to me, because, and I know I'm not the only one that does this. I've heard other people complain about this before. You always get these brilliant ideas when it's inconvenient to write them down. When you're taking a shower, when you're just about to fall asleep, or when you just wake up and you don't have your glasses on yet, you can't find a pen and paper, whatever. So if you have the notebook with you all the time, or you keep it close by you all the time, you can always make notes. I like to keep a pencil stuffed inside my Moleskine because, they also come in hardcover and softcover. And I prefer the softcover because they more easily fit into the pocket of my pants or my skirt. And the softcover also, if I put my pencil inside it and then close the pages with the elastic, it bends it a little out of shape, which I don't really mind. And that way I always have a pencil handy, so I'm never caught without a writing instrument. Usually what I do is I take any notes I've gotten throughout the day if I didn't happen to have my notebook with me, and at the end of the night or the end of the week or whatever, I condense all the notes I've taken and I put them all in one notebook, which is my IDEA notebook. It's a little pocket-sized Moleskine notebook. I usually either keep it in my jacket pocket or a pants pocket if I have it with me. And that way, when I'm lost for an idea, if I want to write a flash fiction piece, if I want to start a short story, or I have a great idea for NaNoWriMo coming up, I have something that I can turn to. I can just flip through the pages, and there's tons of ideas there, which I know I would have forgotten if I hadn't written them down. And the other advantage is that, like I said, technology hates me, even though I love it. So if I do happen to have something happen, like my phone going on the fritz, and which has my notes on it, that I have the notes I've written in my notebook so I don't lose them. So that it's always good to have a hard copy of something that you do in another medium. That's about it for today. I hope that you enjoyed the story. If not, I apologize, but it's Sunday, so I am going to post my Spoken Sunday piece on Sundays, but they're always going to be 250 words or less, so they will not take up very much of your time. And the rest of this is going to just be me telling you that I hope you have a nice week. I will try to post maybe once or twice throughout the week. If I have problems with my phone and I have to mail my phone back in order to get another phone because we have a warranty, I may have trouble posting another podcast before next week, but I will do my best. Like I said, also I'm researching USB mics, so if I get one of those, I may still do it, but right now it's sort of in the air until I figure out what's wrong with my phone. And I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope anyone doing NaNoWriMo found this helpful. Like I said, I'm not an expert, but by relating my own personal experiences and what was helpful to me, I hope that it's helpful to others. And I hope you have a nice week. Thank you very much for your time.